This is the Wetmore Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Adam Moss, head coach of the Cardinal Girls. And welcome to the last talk on Friday, a really good win for your girls over Lynn at home, a 39-30 victory as you proved to 13-5 overall in the season. So when you look back at that win, Coach, on Friday, how would you describe it?
I would say for the first 3.5 quarters, we played pretty well. We didn't necessarily shoot the ball the greatest, especially from outside, but I thought our execution on offense as far as running our sets and getting the shots that we wanted was really good. Some nights you're just not going to make the shots. But we did, when we did get the ball inside, I thought we did an excellent job of finishing in there. And I thought we shot pretty well from the free throw line. The last couple minutes of the game, they did a little full court man-to-man, and we're denying Alyssa the ball, and we let some other girls have a chance to kind of work some of their bugs out. We had a couple late turnovers that made the game a little closer than what it was. But, you know, in the end, we finished it out, and, you know, I thought that was a strong win for us.
Yeah, another solid defensive performance as well from your girls. You only give up 30 points, and really it seems like the last 2 weeks your defense has been really good. You've given up less than you have 31 points to Onega, then only 28 to Washington County, 21 to Troy, now 30 on Friday to Lynn. So do you like really where your defense is at right now? It seems like they're playing pretty good basketball.
We're doing an excellent job of pressuring out on the wings on our 2-3s out. You know, it never hurts to have Reagan waiting for the other team in the middle. You know, at 6'1 with her, you know, 6'2 or 3 wingspan, she gets a lot of block shots in there, or at least challenges a lot of shots. And then we've been doing a good job of cleaning up the boards too. So that's been a big emphasis of ours, finishing on both ends. You know, finishing plays with, you know, on defense with a rebound or a stop, and then offense, you know, either finishing with a really good shot or making a basket, obviously. But, you know, on defense, we've done a really good job of that here lately. You know, it doesn't matter who our opponent is. We've been pretty consistent on that.
Yeah, you look at things too. I mean, you won 4 consecutive games, 6 of your last 7. Do you really like where your girls are at right now as we head here down the final stretch and postseason coming up here in a week or so?
I do. I feel like we kind of know who we are, you know, and we don't try to vary outside of that. You know, we're a team it's kind of a possession team. We're going to slow the game down and use our tall girls inside if we can, and play inside out. And then on the defensive end, I think we've gotten comfortable with either playing a 2-3 or a 1-3-1 or man. We like to vary things up a little bit, switch it around, and the girls have, you know, kind of worked into a groove. We can shift on the fly when we need to, and I think they do an excellent job.
So now you look at it here the rest of this week, you've got a big game coming up against Donovan West here on Thursday night, and then you've got Cornerstone on Friday. What do you look at here with these two matchups, beginning with the big one with Donovan West?
The game with Donovan West is, they're kind of a contrast to us. You know, I feel like they're very good on the wing, especially with Chloe Clevenger, who I feel is probably the best point guard in our league by far. She does an excellent job of controlling the pace out top. She pushes when the opportunity is there. But she also is willing to pull the ball back and run a set when they need to. And I feel like they play pretty deep. You know, I don't know outside of her that I would say anybody is just excellent. But they all know their role. They all do a good job of playing and fitting into that role and executing that. So it'll be a tough test for us, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck beginning with Donovan West and also Cornerstone on Friday here this week. But again, congratulations on the win over Lynn from Friday. Good luck here the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Adam Moss, head coach of the Wetmore Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.